Mark chapter 5 and verses 1 to 20. A Demoniac Cured, part 2. In the previous discourse, I tried to say something on the fallen condition of this dreadful, wretched man. How bound he was. Satanic influence had reduced him to this miserable state of slavery and anguish and grief and loneliness. Now Christ is going to work a miracle. He has travelled across this lake, and I think I can say he has deliberately travelled across this lake to meet this man. I say that because of verse 1. They went across the lake to this region. And then you get it, verse 21, when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side after curing the man. It seems this to be the only episode on this side. He moved back across the lake. So Jesus, in his sovereign grace and compassion, comes over the lake to meet this man. The society had rejected. They could do nothing with him. And here is Jesus showing his glory in this miracle. And that's my first point. The sovereign compassion of Christ. Not merely the sovereignty of Christ. There is the sovereignty of Christ here. He comes across the lake and so on. He takes the initiative. But the compassion that's underneath it. Why did Christ go there? What took him across that lake? What the sea? What made him make that journey? He was going into danger. This man was a dangerous man. He was chained, but the chains couldn't hold him. He was so strong, he was so furious. And the people just left him there and had nothing to do with him. They could do nothing with him. But he went back for this man. He went across this valley for this man, and then he left and went back. So I think it's deliberately to go and see this man, just for this man. And what do I see here? I see sovereignty. I see care. I see compassion. I see love for this man. This man is helpless and ruined. This man is hopeless. And into his life steps this one man, this one person, who can cure him. And he does so because he has that power. But he has more than that power. He's not only able, he's willing and desirous to help him. Now, I don't want to speak in historical terms. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know that I'm addressing sinners. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. For as in Adam, and we're all in Adam, all die. We're all dead sinners by nature. And we need salvation. And this is the picture here. This is the illustration of this miracle, this sign. And Jesus still cares for helpless sinners. He still cares for ruined men and women. Do you recognize, my friend, that you are in the sight of God? I'm not talking about how you feel about yourself and what society thinks about you. It's what God thinks. People talk about identity today, you know, what I am and what I feel and all that. No, it's what God thinks of you. And I'll tell you what God thinks. The Bible says we are dead and ruined in sin in Adam. And we need salvation. Society can't cure us. Religion can't cure us. Culture can't cure us. But Christ can. And I say can, we see it illustrated here. But again, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. Yeah, okay, that's yesterday. Today, now. Now, for you, my friend, if you will come to him. So his sovereign compassion. And it's still the same today. But then his authority. Look how the devils have to bow to this Christ. They've been bossing this man about and ruling him. They torn him, they tormented him, they speak through him, they abuse him, they use him, all the rest of it. But when Christ is there, they have to tremble. They have to. The devils believe James 2:19, and they tremble. They know. You come to torment us. To swear that you won't torture me. My name is Legion. He begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area when Jesus commands them to come out and so on. So Jesus is in control here. And these demons, these devils have met their match. They struggle. They're violent. They challenge the Christ. When Jesus got out of the boat, the man with the evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. And he challenged him, this man, he challenged him, and nobody could bind him. And he was going to fight Jesus because the devils are using him. That's what we read here. And yet, Jesus triumphs over them. You see, there's a rebellion, there's a determination in these satanic powers. Satan will not let us go easily. They are powerful. Verse 10, they're powerful. They know, but Jesus is all powerful. All powerful. And verse 10 tells us that. They have to bend. Verse 10, verse 7, verse 12. They beg, they submit. And Christ gives this almighty word of command. Verse 8, come out of the man, you evil spirit. Liberate him, set him free. And Christ, not only with his word as he does here, but by his blood and righteousness. On the cross, his great tetelestai, it is accomplished, he said. I've done it. He's released his people from their sins. The work is accomplished. They now have to be regenerated, believe, repent, and receive the salvation he has accomplished. This is not cosmetic. This is the cure. Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sovereign compassion. Almighty authority. Those are the things we need, my friend. These are the things we need. We don't need cosmetics to cover it up. We don't need sweet talk. We need power. We need authority over our sins and over us. And we need compassion with it. And I preach to you salvation in no other name but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him and prove him and know him and enjoy him. I know I've used this hymn time and again, but I'll never grow tired of it. Come ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore, Jesus ready. I'm glad I'm a preacher. I can say this. Jesus ready stands to save you. Full of pity, joined with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more. Come ye needy, come and welcome, God's free bounty glorify. True belief and true repentance, every grace that brings us nigh, without money come to Jesus Christ and by. Let not conscience make you linger, nor of fitness, this man wouldn't fit, nor of fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. This he gives you, 'tis the Spirit's rising beam. Come you weary, heavy laden, bruised and mangled by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. Not the righteous, sinners, Jesus came to call. Lo, the incarnate God, almighty power, almighty compassion, sovereign compassion. Lo, the incarnate God, ascended, pleads the merits of his blood. Venture on him. Venture wholly, let no other trust intrude. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Saints and angels, joined in concert, sing the praises of the Lamb, while the blissful seats of heaven sweetly echo with his name. Hallelujah! Sinners here, yes, my friend, you too, now. Jesus the same yesterday, today, forever. Jesus the same. Sinners here, now, may sing the same. You can rejoice in Christ. Don't let the devil tell you you've gone too far. That's the devil's ploy. Don't let the devil tell you to put it off. Come now and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him and all his saving mercy and power. He is able. He is willing. Doubt no more. Amen.